horizon is wide and the highway is calling. That means it's time for another episode of American Road Trip Talk. I'm your host, Gary Mance, with a welcome and an invitation to travel the byways and back roads of yesteryear, searching for America in every incomparable mile. Welcome once again, everyone. Glad to have you along for the ride. Nathan Miller is our producer, so he's going to keep us in our lane. That's a good idea. It's also a good idea this time of year for us to talk about all the wonderful, beautifully, even brilliantly lit venues for Christmas displays. It's time for the holidays. It's about Christmas. It's about New Year's. It's about the wonderful wildlife of the Pacific Northwest. Rolled all together, we're getting ready to say hello to winter in style. We'll be talking with our correspondent on the ground, as we do each season this time since we started American Road Trip Talk. Of course, I'm talking about my buddy Matt Shea. So give us a couple of minutes, and we'll be back with a survey, pretty much a regional one, for places you can jump into your car to go and visit and have a wonderful Christmas enhanced by all that you can see and do around the Sound, even north and south of the Sound. It's a special time of year. We'll be back with more of American Road Trip Talk right after this.
Avoid the crush at the big-name stores this season and instead give your friends and loved ones the gift of authenticity from our locally owned stores and boutiques in Oregon's Mount Hood territory. From the fashionista to the artist and the outdoor adventurer to the voracious reader, our communities will have everything you need to finish that shopping list, all tax-free, of course. Visit mounthoodterritory.com/shopping to find your shopportunities and support local.
Hi, everybody. This is Anson Williams from Happy Days, and I want to bring attention to a life-saving product called Alert Drops. Drowsy driving is one of the most catastrophic problems in America, and Alert Drops will stop it. Kids studying in college, drinking too much caffeine, overloading on these energy drinks, they end up in the hospital. Alert Drops will stop it. What is Alert Drops? Alert Drops is a simple spray on the tongue made out of citric acid, sour lemon, and water, co-created with my uncle, Dr. Henry Heimlich, creator of the Heimlich Maneuver, who said, Anson, Alert Drops will save more lives than the maneuver. Whether you are driving, whether you are studying, whether you're just a tired mom, whenever you need to be alert, get Alert Drops. A simple spray on the tongue, nothing in your system, and you're naturally awake, naturally alert. It's scientifically proven. It's doctor approved. Again, it's natural. It's been honored by the United States Congress. Go to alertdrops.com. Very important. Go to alertdrops.com and stay safe.
Adventure, history, and beauty all await you on the Natchez Parkway, a national scenic byway and national park. This 444-mile drive takes you through some of the country's most stunning landscapes, while also allowing you access to exciting communities along the way. From Natchez, Mississippi to Nashville, Tennessee, we invite you to explore the trace and discover America. Plan your trip now at scenictrace.com. That's scenictrace.com.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to American Road Trip Talk. And another visit, a seasonal one this time. We're always happy to talk to our buddy, our correspondent, I like to call him, and a great contributor, Matt Shea. Matt, welcome. You're in studio again today, buddy.
You bet I am, and a Merry Christmas to you, Gary.
Oh, the same to you. Very happy holidays. Christmas, New Year's, Kwanzaa, the whole shebang as we get ready to say hello to winter. And characteristically, Matt, you not only come into the studio to do your reports, but you also do your homework. And I think people, if they saw you at work, would be genuinely admiring of all the effort you put into what you bring to us. So thank you throughout the years of doing all that you've done to make American Road Trip Talk the best show it can be.
I love living this show. Because of you, I have yet another excuse, another reason to visit these wonderful places that we are going to share with everyone.
And how? Well, you're most welcome. As we get started, you know, I got thinking, Matt, I'd like to talk about the animals. Like Simon and Garfunkel once saying, it's all happening at the zoo, and we have two spectacular exhibits at two wonderful zoos, one in Seattle, the other down south in Tacoma. Both of them need to get their just desserts, which is praise for all that they do to make Christmas, the whole holiday season, wonderful for the throngs of people that show up year after year. Why don't we get started then? We'll deal with the places where they have lights and critters, and a great place to start, of course, would be the classic zoo lights
at Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle.
This is amazing. The Woodland Park Zoo is called Wild Lanterns, and we have an address, which is 5500 Finney Avenue North, Seattle, Washington, 98103, a telephone number. And it's important to get tickets in advance. They like to do this because people enter in a timely fashion based on the ticket you've purchased. 206-548-2500 and www.zoo.org. Now, prices are very reasonable for what you're getting here. They range from $25.95 up to $34.95. And they start at 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. But I want to point out something. I have gone to the zoo during daylight hours when these displays were set up. There's an acrylic paint job about them that reflects with nature, the sun, even the Seattle drizzle, so to say. So you don't have to be there at night to take it all in. You get a fabulous light show for Mother Earth or at night when it's all lit up in its glory. Now, they have four themes this year. One is all about bugs, and they make you tinier than the bugs. The bugs, the dragonflies, bunnies, are gargantuan, where you're in their neighborhood and you're looking up to them. But it's absolutely beautiful. They also have the Golden Delights, just beautiful array of lights and tunnels. And then we have Walk Among African Animals and the Asian Safari. We have tigers, we have kangaroos, we have deserts. It is just beautiful there. They even have palm trees there. And then we have the Oceania Animals, which includes parrots and koala bears. Very beautiful, fun. But there's even more here. They allow you to bring in your own treats. You could bring in a thermos of hot cocoa or cider. You could pack a little picnic bag. And they strongly recommend, hey, Pacific Northwest, play it safe. Bring some blankets with you. Bring an umbrella or two. But you could also dine at their restaurants. They have the 1889 Pizza and the Wild Cup and a few stands here and there where you could get treats and hot drinks along the way. It is a tradition they're living up to once again. I just love touring Woodland Park this time of year.
At any time, it's great, as I know from many personal experiences, but this time of year, it's extra special. You're quite right there, Matt. And what do they call their exhibit generally? I've been hearing talk of wild lanterns.
Well, wild lanterns is what they call it, and some of them just refer to zoo lights, even though that's their sister ship, so to say, at Point Defiance, Tacoma. But they go with wild lanterns because things are lit up so beautiful. But again, between exhibits and throughout them, you get tunnels. You're looking all around. You're in a tunnel. You're dwarfed by some exhibits. You think you're in the North Pole. You see polar bears. It is nonstop, and it's like a yellow brick road. Every so often, you get an intersection. Hey, which way do we go? The longer you stay there and kind of get lost, the more fun it is because it seems to be an eternity.
I would think when all else fails, you just follow the crowds.
Yes. We also have Point Defiance, the zoo lights. They boast having over 800,000 lights.
These are the classic zoo lights of Point Defiance Zoo and Aquarium. I've always been fascinated by that. If you love aquariums, if you love zoos, you have the best of both worlds. And then this special program.
Yes. It is located at 5400 North Pearl Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98407. We have a phone number, 253-404-3800. And you could also look up their site, comments@pdza.org. The prices are amazing, $6 to $16. And the show begins at 4:30 and runs to about 10. And it'll run all the way till January 2nd. You get free parking. They have beer gardens. They have their share of beer food vendors there. Now, here are some of the displays. They have a famous octopus display that takes weeks to set it up, and the employees all vote that one as their favorite exhibit. They have a giant tiger face, but you have to find it. And last year, it took me quite a while, and I finally found it. The same holds true with Sasquatches, meaning plural, more than one. I found some. I don't know if I found all of them or not. They have the fire tree. It is lively. You could stand right up next to it and get a picture. They have the famous Narrows Bridge. Some of us refer to it as Galloping Gertie. And you are looking all over it. You find out it is the rolling hills above you. They have a beautiful outline of the bridge there. And they also have the Seahawk tree. And then they have the butterfly wings for selfies. And I think if you take the picture just right, you have butterfly rings illuminated. But they have a new addition. Are you ready?
Yes.
They have the groovy goats. These are real goats, and at first look, with all the excitement and lights, you think it's Santa's reindeer. Wait a minute, those aren't reindeer, those are goats. You could walk up, you could pet them, you could feed them, you could hug them. You can get your picture with one of the groovy goats. They are people-friendly.
They are, and with Point Defiance in particular, my personal experiences have shown me that they like, whenever possible and always with safety uppermost in mind, they like to bring the animals, some of them, close to you so that it feels more interactive. You feel like you're right there with these marvelous specimens of glorious nature.
That is true. And much like Woodland, you can go there in the daytime and you can see the exhibits and you can get a better look at the animals as well. But I want to point out something else. Tacoma, typical Puget Sound Christmas time, the entire area, one neighborhood after another, is lit up in all of its glory. You get the impression that you have already entered Point Defiance Park. No, you're approaching it. The neighborhood keeps its end up just as well. Just driving out there, taking your time, the old saying, half the fun is getting there.
Absolutely true. Also, I noted, I want to go back just for a moment there to Woodland Park Zoo. I believe they're past the midpoint of January before they shut it all down. Does that have something to do with the Chinese exhibits? I'm wondering if they're trying to also include a theme of Chinese New Year, because there seems to be an Asian component.
They do have a live traditional artistic performance, Chinese, and my God, is it ever colorful, beautiful, cultural. They are taking you back centuries. It is unbelievable. Yes, they run well into the month of December. The display is just something that goes beyond Christmas.
Yes, and so I think it might close down about January 22. If people want to go and find out, get all the details, plan your trip out there, and imagine how fortunate you'd have to be to have this website. It was available when they went to choose it, zoo.org. How many zoos are there in the world? Zoo.org, and it belongs to Woodland Park Zoo. I think that's pretty cool.
I love it. There's always something happening in that zoo, but you can't pass Christmas. That's got to be their tip-top.
Well said. And so we have Wild Lanterns at Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle. We have Zoo Lights, very traditional, classic, at Point Defiance Zoo and Aquarium on Pearl Street in Tacoma. And then you get to visit with the critters as well, which I especially enjoy. So I thought I would mention those venues first. Then we have, now we're going to go a bit nautical. Matt, tell us about the Christmas ships and an opportunity, apparently, to ride on the Christmas ship lead boat.
The Christmas ship concept has existed for 73 years. It began back in 1949, but this is the seventh annual for the Argosy Cruises, and the prices range from $40 to $72, and they have a cruise going on practically every single night. And so I will give a number shortly to get that. We go to www.argosycruise.com, 1-888-623-1445. Now, the beautiful thing about this, it is a traveling free light show. They do Puget Sound. They do West Seattle. They do Lake Union, where my sister Kathy lives. Right off of her deck, we see it all. If it's not the haze of lights of all these ships coming your way, the Christmas music coming from them will hit you first. But then they also go out to Lake Washington. These are our 90-minute cruise, basically, and you have the cruise ships, And then you have many, many, many weekend warriors out there lighting up their sailboats, joining in on the parade.
That would be a very special, in fact, an unforgettable event, no doubt about it. Let us move on. There's so much going on in and around Puget Sound every Christmas. You come to expect it, and they deliver. Let's go over to West Seattle. Man, did I ever have some great times. I live in Florida now, but when I was living in Seattle, it felt special to go, let's go off to this wonderful elbow of Seattle, West Seattle, you know, and have a great time there, no matter what you're up to. West Seattle, Lake Union, Lake Washington, Puget Sound, bring a thermos of hot coffee. That's some good advice. Tell us about what's going on in West Seattle. And I'm thinking in particular, Matt, this is amazing. Junction Hometown Holiday. What's going on there?
This is my old neighborhood. I live just up the street from that. In fact, from 44th Street down to 42nd, I live off of 44th, did at one time. It's all blocked off because it's that kind of a block party. And then from Oregon to Edmund Streets, that's blocked off as well. And on I-5, you just take exit 163 and follow it. Just keep going west, and you'll be right there at the junction. I have a phone number, 206-293-6302. And we also have the West Seattle blog at gmail.com, and they'll answer all questions. Now, December 3rd, which is tomorrow, they have, got it right here, they have a holiday festival starting at 4 p.m., and they have a group called GLOWS, GLOWS, and they are called the Glorious Lights of West Seattle. They not only give awards to beautiful houses that are along Beach Drive, where you look one way, you see the houses, you look the other way, you see Puget Sound and the Space Needle. But they also have the Parmenade on the streets. Elvis will perform live on stage at the junction. At 6 o'clock, they have costumes, a contest with that. 6:30, they have lighting of the tree. 7 o'clock, Dancer and Prancer perform on stage. On December 8th, they have the Art Walk with the Silver Bell Carolers and art music. On the 10th, they have Santa's House, and you could visit Santa and get your picture. On 11th, they have Coco, Coat Drive, and also Garland for sale. But here is something amazing. They have their bonfire to watch the Christmas lights from their side of the bay. But they also have something special, a tradition. On January 25th every year, from about 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and this is sanctioned with the city, it's okay, they have their Christmas tree bonfire. You go to the beach with your Christmas tree and throw it in the bonfire. The more trees, the bigger the fire. The more people that circle around the fire, the bigger the fire, the more they got to stand back, but more people are joining. And it is something Dr. Seuss would write about at Whoville. It is a tremendous way to cap up Christmas, and that is a West Seattle tradition.
And you say that's on Saturday, January 25th?
January 25th at Alki Beach. And they've been doing it for years. Everybody talks about it. The more people, the more trees, the merrier. You're going to make a lot of friends there and bump into old ones.
You know what I love about that? It's so organic. I mean, it's almost downright pagan. I just think it's fantastic to have a traditional bonfire. You got your Christmas tree. I know, let's go out to Alki Beach and gather with all these others. That is one of those memories that you like to. Of course, you're going to take plenty of pictures. You'll take a video of it, and you have that to keep with you. That's a pretty glorious tradition. I'm glad they keep doing that.
Yes, and I've always had a beach fire in the middle of the night there. And again, the Christmas boats are always going by. But there are a lot of independents out there, too. And so you might think it's a Christmas display. No, it's neighbors getting caught up with the festivities. There's always something going on out there Christmas time.
There's always something going on in West Seattle anyway. It's really kind of a magical place. I have to get out there. Next time I'm in Seattle, I have to make that side trip there. It's a wonderful part of Puget Sound. And now we head north. Let's go up to, and I imagine they do some wonderful stuff each year as well, Quilceta Village in Tulalip. What's going on there this year?
We have three casinos in the area that are beautifully lit up, and because they have restaurants, the entire family, meaning the children, can enter. They could go in the restaurants. They could see all the beautiful Christmas displays. But the mall itself at Quilceta Village is unbelievable. You think you arrived at Disneyland. We have a phone number, 360-716-5000. And you take exit 200 off of I-5, and it's all lit up before you. The mall is incredible. I sent you pictures of that. And predominantly, it's around their casino there. And again, kids could enter. But we got some other things going on here. When you take that exit at exit 200, if you take a right instead of a left, you're going to see a Chick-fil-A that has Christmas lights like the North Pole, and they have a tunnel. So you get in this beautiful lit-up Christmas tunnel and take your time placing your order. Chick-fil-A, I love those guys. I like their sandwiches, their salads, they're great. The longer the line, the better, because the lights are all around you. It's just something to endure. And then once you do that, you just go a little east over the freeway, the same way you entered, and there is the mall lit up in front of you and the magnitude of trees. And they have their share of restaurants there where you could get a refill on cocoa, on hot cider, get some good cookies, and just take your time. Wherever you look, it is just glorious, unbelievable.
That would be a really fun way to grab some fast food. The tunnel, is that like the drive-through lane?
It is the drive-through way, but the tunnel covers very close to half of the whole structure. And heck, I would go through it if I could without placing an order, just so I could turn around and get in line again. It is that incredible, and they always have pictures of it in the paper. When your kids see that, they're going to tug on your arm. They want to go there first. And again, Chick-fil-A, that's a pretty good dinner in my opinion.
While we're there north, we might as well make a stop in Stanwood, Washington. I know you love this just about best of all, Matt. The Lights of Christmas at Warm Beach. They've been doing that for, what, about 25 years?
25th anniversary. And I have to give a shout-out to Eugene and the crew, because this is the second year in a row they let me in on my own. They were showing me the displays, testing things. I got to give myself my own tour. And Eugene, they just do a fabulous job. They have a small crew that works there every day of the year setting this up. That's how incredible it is. We have a phone number. It's very important to order tickets in advance. We have 1-800-228-6724 and 1-888-224-2122. And at www.thelightsofchristmas.com/event/, they'll answer everything, because they have packages where they try to put you up in local hotels, motels, and cabins. Now, here is something amazing. When they first started 25 years ago, they had no idea they were going to be attracting thousands. So they went to Nashville to see how America really does it. They came back. They have over 1 million lights there. Over 1 million. They've had over 1 million people visit that in recent years. That's how popular it is. And the price, it ranges from $27 to $60, but again, must buy online. They have donuts, kettle corn, cocoa, coffee. They start off with a beautiful nativity scene. Bethlehem, the camels, the three wise men, the star. They are starting off Christmas with the true meaning of Christmas. But not long after that, you're in kind of a cove. You see a beautiful sailing ship lit up. You see the shores off the dock, boat repair. It keeps going. Eventually, you are in a wonderland of snow, and it gives the illusion that it is snowing inside your car. You are not just seeing it around you. You're seeing it on your hands, on your arms, on the dashboard of the car. And everybody loves that one, but you don't get wet, you don't get cold from it. They have a Dr. Seuss area, and I'm proud to say they don't have a Grinch there. They have elves, they have Nutcracker soldiers everywhere, but most important, you must tune into 101.9 to hear Bruce the Spruce. He plays the great Christmas classics, but the man greatly keeps you entertained. Up
That's
here,
excellent.
When you mention Bruce the Spruce, people turn their heads and nod in approval. They know exactly who you're talking about.
Beautiful. Matt, that's all wonderful stuff. Stick with us here. We're going to take our last break, and then we will wrap things up. Thanks. There's so much to do, and thank you for all your hard work on this, Matt, year in and year out. We'll be back right after this.
You've probably heard of Fargo, North Dakota, but we'll bet it's different from what you expected. Add Fargo to your bucket list this fall and find bold autumn colors along the Red River of the North, cow print, and Mario Brothers themed murals, the world's largest dilly bar, and of course, the nicest people you've ever met. Experience North, that is, north of normal.
Hi, everybody. This is Anson Williams from Happy Days, and I'm so excited to tell you about American Road. It is the best car travel magazine in the world. They have the most fantastic adventures detailed in each magazine with all your itinerary. We could just jump in the car with your family and have the most fabulous adventures you've ever had in your life. Please, get a copy of American Road and start your own adventure.
Aiken, South Carolina is a small southern town built on equestrian traditions, sporting fun, and outdoor pursuits. Located in western South Carolina, just 20 miles from the Georgia state line, Aiken has many unique activities to cater to each kind of visitor's needs. Welcome to Aiken, South Carolina, and welcome to the Sporting South.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Thanks so much for tuning in today, everybody. And thank you, Matt Shea, for a brilliant job. So much to see. Time doesn't even allow us to mention all the venues. Get on your computer, talk to your friends, talk to your family, and find one, two, three, or more places that you can visit this season. It's worth the effort. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. As so many of you do so frequently, we are grateful that you listen to American Road Trip Talk. Along with Thomas and Becky Repp, co-founders of American Road Magazine, we remind you to visit our website, AmericanRoadMagazine.com, to preview the current issue. Until next time, dream well and drive safely on the American Road.